Marshall here. Welcome back to The Realignment. Good afternoon, everyone. Coming to you a little later in the day to offer a teaser of The Realignment's first bit of Supercast subscriber-only content. To get access, you can go to realignment.supercast.com or click on the link at the top of your show notes. We're 2 months into our Supercast launch, and a huge thanks to everyone who supported us so far. As you all know, we've been able to go from 2 to 3 episodes a week, and we've also expanded into discussion episodes with just me and Sagar. But now we want to start offering people something exclusive in addition to all this for their support. We're starting with a monthly bonus interview and a monthly audience Ask Me Anything that you can find linked on our Supercast page at, once again, realignment.supercast.com. The interviews are available to subscribers today, and the AMA is going to release Wednesday afternoon. The show's clearly reached to the point where we shouldn't just treat this as a side hobby slash side hustle. So the pitch for support, especially now, is that when it comes to exclusive content, we want to turn this into a full-time endeavor that really takes this platform and the audience that we have seriously. Now onto the exclusive episode and a quick teaser. Today's guest is Peter Bergen. We had him on last September to discuss his book, The Rise and Fall of Osama Bin Laden, a book I can't recommend enough. Now, his previous book, The Cusp of Chaos, The Trump Administration and the World, has just been released in paperback, and it's the focus of our conversation. The book's actually relevant now that all indications are that Trump intends to run again in 2024, making his really unique approach, to put it lightly, to the world a real focus of the upcoming campaign, and how his critique of the 2015 bipartisan foreign policy establishment and the status quo that that foreign policy establishment had a consensus on is deeply relevant now. Meaning, this isn't just history, it's actually a preview slash half-written tale that'll determine what's coming next. In the book, you've got everything covered between the fight on the Trump foreign policy team between the America Firsters like Steve Bannon and the globalists in Steve Bannon's telling, like Steve Mnuchin, and of course H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor. You have Trump's fire and fury approach to North Korea, how his deal with the Taliban set up Biden's approach to the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021, the campaign against ISIS, the massive debate over Trump's approach to China, the Iran nuclear deal, the killing of Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, Syria, all those topics. We can't hit all of them, but I just keep thinking about this book, how so much is covered in it that, you know, just taking the chance to just think through these episodes from a very reportorial perspective is incredibly important. It's definitely something we want to talk about with this audience a lot moving forward. So once again, I'm going to offer you a quick teaser of that conversation. To get the full teaser, to get the full part of the conversation, you can subscribe to the show and it will appear on the feed that you get once you sign up for our Supercast. So once again, that's realignment.supercast.com. Here's a quick preview and hope you go check out and subscribe to the rest of it. You know, another theme of the book, and this only lasts for the first 6 months of the administration because Steve Bannon was not long for the executive branch, but Steve Bannon makes this very deeply ideological case for changing the way the broader conservative movement and Republican Party approaches approach to foreign policy. And what I'm curious about is how, to what degree did that project succeed? Because I think it'd be easy to say, for example, it didn't work. You know, Mitch McConnell is in Kyiv. Everything's passing, this or that. But if you're looking at, you know, the vote against the $40 billion of aid to Ukraine and the way rising Republicans, J.D. Vance, Blake Masters, who's now come into the lead in Arizona. So what you could see is the future of the party. They clearly have taken on the more Bannonite version of this. So I think my read on is mid to short to midterm, Bannon and Trump did not succeed just because of the pure incompetence bit that rolls through it. But I'm not unconvinced they haven't won the war for the long term. So I'm not unconvinced that a NATO pullout couldn't come in 2025. I'm not unconvinced that the generic Republican line is going to be, and I'm not going to say who's told me this, but I was with a prominent Republican who referred to H.R. McMaster as a globalist general. And I was just sort of like, I'd never thought of that conception before, but it makes total sense within this evolution. So how do you think about these dynamics?
Well, you know, globalist is not a term of affection in the Bannon kind of worldview. And that's, and he always referred to HR as a globalist. And, you know, there's a wing of the party that's sort of obsessed with Soros and, you know, so yeah, I mean, you're probably right. Look, you know more about Republican politics perhaps than I do in terms of kind of what you said about J.D. Vance and Blake Masters. And I think look, there's a broader point about American history. I mean, look, the country goes through waves of isolationism and then waves of engagement. And it's really kind of, a lot of it is driven by events. So Pearl Harbor changed, you know, isolationism just went out the window after Pearl Harbor. And the, you know, if you remember Condoleezza Rice, George W. Bush ran on a platform of we're not going to do anything in the world. And Condoleezza Rice famously said, you know, you were not going to get the 82nd Airborne to like take kids to school. And that was during the campaign. Then 9/11 happens and that George W. Bush launched not one, but two wars. Which reminds me, I thought that was a brilliant Freudian slip by George W. Bush that when he said, you know, he made the kind of great, there's a great line about, you know, the definition of a gaffe in Washington is telling the truth in public. And, you know, he talked about, you know, this, dictatorial leader who took his country to war in Iraq when he meant to say Ukraine. And for all Trump's foibles, he didn't get us involved in a foreign war as disastrous as the Iraq war. I think you're probably right. If we're looking at things like, you know, if we're looking at Republican, if you're looking at who are winning in elections to monitor elections, and if you do, I mean, the Trumpism is definitely, it's a very strong part of the Republican Party now.